أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. These are Surah Baqarah, and the Surah is called Surah Baqarah. Baqarah means a cow, and in the Surah there is an instance mentioned of the cow that had to be slaughtered, and on because of that the name of the Surah became Surah Baqarah. The instance of the slaughtering of the cow, with the details of it will come when we come to that part. It was that when a certain person in the Bani Israel in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was murdered, and they could not find out who the murderer was. So Allah gave the command through Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that a cow must be slaughtered and a piece of flesh of the cow be placed on this person. When that was done, this person who was dead came back to life, and he mentioned who his murderer was, and then again he died. He was a dead person. So from that instance, which is mentioned in the surah, and the details of it we'll do when we come there, but because of on account of that, the surah is known as Surah Baqarah, the surah the name of which is the cow. From here there are very many lessons that we learn. One major lesson that the absolute qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala, and it is with that a person should read, hear, understand the Quran, to know that Allah's qudrat is above everything. Otherwise, where is a piece of the flesh of a cow and a dead person, and then he comes back to life again? But this is all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. From there we should also understand that in the year after, for Allah Ta'ala to resurrect people, to bring them back to life, is also absolutely easy, and it is not difficult for Allah Ta'ala at all. And this is one of the basic and core beliefs of a believer, to believe that we will be resurrected again, and then we will be accountable for all our actions in this world. If that can come into us also, that one belief, that is also more than enough to correct our lives. Our public lives, our private lives, everything, that it will be brought out on the day of Qiyamah, and we will have to account for everything. So that is also one great advantage of this incident of the cow. Another was that it was a great proof of the nabuwat, of the risalat of Hadrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where Allah had given him many more miracles. The famous one was of his staff, his stick, his walking stick, that whenever he should throw it down, it would become a snake. And when he wants to pick it up, it becomes a stick again. And this also everyone witnessed. That was a miracle in front of the eyes of all. Also, whenever he should put the palm of his hand in his armpits, it used to come out shining and bright, very radiant. Those were the major and famous signs of the nabuwat of Musa alayhi salam. But besides that, this was also a major sign that the people saw with their eyes that this dead person has come back to life again. So there this instance is a proof of the nabuwat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as well. However, we gain from here three very important points from this instance of the cow. The one is the absolute qudrat and power of Allah. That Allah has got qudrat and power over everything. And when a person will read Quran with that iman and yaqeen, then the Quran will benefit that person. As Allah says right at the beginning, that this is the kitab for those people, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, who believe in the unseen. If a person hasn't got that belief, then the Quran won't have that effect on him. So we have to have that yaqeen. And from the very beginning, this is brought out to us when we read Surah Baqarah. The second is that the resurrection in the year after. The surah, this instance and the surah also makes it very clear for us that we should have that absolute conviction of the akhirah, and that whatever we do, privately, publicly, what we speak, what we think, Allah knows all that, what we think also, all this we will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. And if a person brings that within him, his life gets corrected. And the third was that it is the great proof of the Nabuwat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So this is the beginning of Surah Baqarah and the name of the surah and the great benefit that we gain from there. And with that in mind, we should carry on and read the Quran and take the full benefits of the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.